They could still find more bodies. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. So far, there are at least 61 deaths in Florida after Hurricane Ian hit. As crews keep going through the devastation, State Representative Spencer Roach tells Fox Business.
We are still evacuating people off of our barrier islands. This is the first time in really 60 years that we have not had a bridge that can connect us to those islands where we still have people on.
Pine Island is one of those places where hundreds were rescued yesterday.
Pine Island has only been accessible by boat and helicopter after the ways in were destroyed by Ian. And today work will begin actually to create a temporary bridge to Pine Island to help get supplies in and people out.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoffman. Also hit Fort Myers, about 600,000 homes and businesses still without power in Florida. Some don't have water or sewer. There have been long lines at gas stations. President Biden will go to Florida Wednesday. Today, Fox's Gernal Scott reports he'll go to another disaster area.
The president and first lady will fly down today to survey the ongoing recovery effort in Puerto Rico, which was heavily damaged by Hurricane Fiona. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said on CBS Face the Nation she will be on that trip.
To talk to people firsthand with him and see what, make sure, right? We just want to make sure that we are giving them everything that they need.
And Supreme Court's new term starts today with new Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, its first case related to the Clean Water Act.
But there are other critical cases on the calendar, including two that could result in an end to affirmative action on public and private college campuses. Two other cases pertain to elections. One is a challenge to North Carolina's redistricting and whether gerrymandering violated the state constitution. Another case out of Alabama alleges the redrawing of congressional districts violated the Voting Rights Act.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a Swedish scientist, has won the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Svante Paabo honored for his work on human evolution. They'll hand out prizes all week in different categories. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's a new fiscal year for the U.S. just starting this month. The one that just ended set a record at the border with more than 2 million migrants stopped crossing into the U.S. illegally.
It was a busy week here at the border. Just about every single day we saw large groups of migrants crossing into the United States. And most of the groups are men, women, and oftentimes we see very young children.
Fox's Matt Finn in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Fox News has also just confirmed with U.S. Customs and Border Protection that there were 600,000 gotaways in the fiscal year that just ended in 2022. Gotaways are illegal migrants that are considered a concern because they do not surrender. They do not want to be seen. They intentionally evade law enforcement. Now, for comparison, former U.S. Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott tells our Bill Malusian that in 2020, that fiscal year, there was only 70,000 gotaways.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise to start a new week and month and quarter. Dow futures up more than 200 points after a big sell-off in September. On Sunday Night Football,
Mahomes escaping on the move. Mahomes stops, spins, flips it forward for the touchdown.
Patrick Mahomes threw three TD passes, leading the Kansas City Chiefs past Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers 41-31 on NBC. Earlier, Philadelphia stayed undefeated, beating Jacksonville. Las Vegas won its first game, topping Denver. In the NASCAR playoffs,
Chase Elliott. Courtesy NBC Sports, Chase Elliott made a late move to take the lead on the final lap on his way to the checkered flag. Once in danger of advancing, he clinches a spot in the round of eight and takes over the points lead with his fifth win of the season. Ryan Blaney finished second. He moves up to second place overall. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
In baseball, the San Diego Padres clinched a playoff spot with now 3 days left in the regular season.
I'm Dave Anthony.
This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.